103.5 WIMZ, Knoxville's Classic Rock, and George McFly. I'm on the phone with Jeff Plate, who is the drummer extraordinaire for Trans-Siberian Orchestra, one of the original members, too. Hey, Jeff.
How you doing, George?
But I am doing great. Looking forward to December 8th at Thompson Bowling Arena. Thank you, by the way. I gave out fifth row on Monday on my show. Yesterday, I gave out fourth row seats. Today, third row. Tomorrow, second row, and then front row on Friday. All thanks to you and your band, your orchestra, your everything. You know, I been checking you out on YouTube. Dude, I don't even know how to describe when I saw your solo at Boston Gardens. It was like John Bonham on steroids with like 17 Marshall stacks and EQ. I don't know how to even describe it.
Well, thank you. I'll take that as a compliment.
You're good, brother.
Yeah. There was a couple of them solos I feel very good about. I nailed it. I tell you, the key to the solo, no matter how well I played it, if I caught the stick at the end of the solo when I threw it in the air, that's all that mattered. The audience went crazy.
I've never seen a drummer throw a drumstick higher than you threw that drumstick at Boston Gardens that night, and you caught it in your lap like a one in a million shot in front of millions of people. That was awesome.
Well, the beauty of that video that you're referring to is I did catch the stick. So there was a couple of them that went kind of a little north, a little south, a little east, a little west. You know, sometimes it just doesn't work.
Well, then the cameraman caught the good one, the one you did catch. I'm talking with Jeff Plate, the drummer from Trans-Siberian Orchestra. And you know one thing I noticed now that I watch, like once in a while I watch America's Got Talent, but now they call it AGT. Hey, congratulations. Now you're finally referred to as TSO and everybody knows who I'm talking about.
Well, it is kind of a mouthful. You know, some people get a little tongue-tied when they do it. So as long as they get the TSO out and they know what it is, that's all that matters.
Describe TSO, Trans-Siberian Orchestra, to a person that's never heard of them.
Oh, man. It's, well, this is the vision of Paul O'Neill, and he created something for everybody, literally. He wanted to create a project, put a project together that involved, you know, multiple different styles of music, different characters, different singers, different voices, and also, you know, tying this into a story. Paul was a writer, and not only did he write the lyrics for TSO, he also wrote the stories that go along with the songs and the albums that we released. But TSO, when you come to see the band, you will probably not ever see a show as unique as ours. And as I mentioned, musically, we cover everything from classical to hard rock to metal to blues to pretty much everything in between. And visually, second to none. We've got the best production staff out there, incredible light show, incredible sound system. 20 tractor trailers full of lighting and sound rolling into town, filling up these arenas. And this was, here again, the vision of Paul O'Neill was to create something that people were going to kind of lose themselves in. And along with the music, with the vocalists, with the production and the story that goes with it, he wanted people to sit down in that seat and lose themselves for a couple hours. And, you know, the man succeeded in doing that, but I encourage anybody who's never seen us, give us a shot, because there's something here for you. And honestly, if you've never heard a note, you're going to recognize a number of the holiday themes that are woven in these original songs that Paul wrote, a number of classical themes, same thing. He had a very unique way of incorporating some of this very traditional, very recognizable music into his original pieces. And there's something for everybody here. Like I said, I try to be the best salesman possible because I want people to see this show. And normally when they do, they come back and bring somebody new. So that's why we're still growing today.
You described it perfectly. Guaranteed, whoever you bring, watch who you bring, because it's pretty much guaranteed that you fall in love with each other at this experience of TSO. or guaranteed, I say, to give you goose flesh or your money back. That's just me making that up, but that's what I say. So. And that is December 8th at Thompson Bowling Arena. Experience it. And if it's for the first time, look out. Tickets go on sale Friday morning at 10 a.m. at all Ticketmaster outlets, or you can win them before you can buy them from me. Second row tomorrow at 3. Listen for the secret code word Friday, front row. And Jeff, $1 per every ticket does get donated to Second Harvest Food Bank here in Knoxville. Thank you, by the way.
Absolutely. Thanks, Paul.
Yeah, thank you, Paul. Specially priced $29 tickets are being offered for 1 week only. Tickets go on sale. Specially priced $29 tickets are being offered for 1 week only. Go see a Trans-Siberian Orchestra, Thompson Bowling Arena, December 8th. A night you won't forget, right, Jeff?
You got it. You got it, George. You're nailing it.
Thanks for going out of your way to call me today, and we'll see you soon.
Very good. Take care, my friend.
Thank you. Jeff played drummer from Trans-Siberian Orchestra on 103.5 WIMZ.